Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to identify a charge on my credit card.
Alrighty. May I have your zip code, please?
72714.
And thank you for that. And the first and last name?
It's Jackie Gain, G-A-I-N.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
I'm trying to find out if this is a legitimate charge, so I'm a little uncomfortable giving you all my info until you can tell me what kind of business this is.
Ma'am, we are actually a third-party call center. We assist with over 100 products and multiple companies.
So is there a way I can contact whatever this company is that's on my credit card?
I'm not quite sure what the product is and what the charge you're being charged for.
So you probably cannot tell me that?
The only way I'm going to be able to find out if you have an account is to verify your address. And before I can give out any information of that, I'd have to verify
that. Is that the only other personal information you're going to ask me for?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. It's 4 Castleford Drive, Bella Vista, Arkansas.
Okay.
72714.
And thank you for that. And yes, I was successfully able to find an account located with you. And it does seem back on the 22nd of February, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive the pulse oximeter. Am I correct?
Oh, that is correct.
Yes, ma'am. Have you received your item as of yet?
I have not, but my concern is that there has now been a $56.95 charge attempted on my account, and I told the credit card company I did not authorize that. It's from the same company.
Yes, ma'am, and that item itself was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that $56.95 is a membership fee that you will bill 48 hours after signing up. Now, they also did provide you with a $125 gift card, which is located in the email that you provided at the time you signed up. If you go into your email, there's a link in there, and you can open up that link, and you can use it to purchase gadgets at the online web store.
Okay, so I don't want that membership, so is there a way I can cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, I can get that canceled for you. Give me 1 second, please.
That would be great. I don't see an email from them, by the way, so maybe it went to spam.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't receive any more reoccurring charges. I do have your cancellation order number if you're ready to take it down.
I don't have a pen and paper, so I'm going to put it in my phone, so give me just 1 second.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It will be C as in Charlie. That's 259-086-546.
Okay, do I need to return that O2 sensor?
No, ma'am. That is yours, and it comes from a warehouse, so the warehouse has a no return policy at the time due to health reasons.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.